You know, there is this dialogue that says one phone call can change the whole game. Well, yesterday on Friday, that's exactly what happened between Indian Prime Minister Modi and Russian President Vladimir Putin. It happened less than 24 hours after National Security Advisor Ajit Doval met Vladimir Putin in Moscow. Doval wasn't there for a casual meet and greet. He sat with Putin and Russian Security Council Secretary Sergei Shoigu, talking about strategic partnership and something they called a sustainable world order. In simple words, how India and Russia can stand together in this messy, changing world. Then came Friday's phone call between Prime Minister Modi and President Putin. They spoke about two big things. One, the Russia-Ukraine war, and two, strengthening the India-Russia special and privileged strategic partnership. And here's the interesting part. Prime Minister Modi invited Putin to India for the 23rd India-Russia annual summit later this year. If Putin comes, it will be his first visit to India since the Ukraine conflict began in 2022, and the timing couldn't be more sensitive. You see, India has been buying Russian military equipment and cheap crude oil, something the West, especially the United States, doesn't like. And now US President Donald Trump has decided to crash their party by slapping a 25% tariff on Indian goods going to the US and then another 25% penalty over India's Russian oil imports. Now that's a total of 50% tariff, the highest for any country except Brazil. Now the Indian government has called this move unfair, unjustified and unreasonable. But then the Indian government's message is clear. Our oil imports are based on market needs and our priority is energy security for 1.4 billion Indians. Simple as that, nothing to hide. Honest, simple and direct. Here's the interesting part. Earlier that same Friday, before speaking to Prime Minister Modi, Putin had been on a call with Belarus President Lukashenko, briefing him about his talks with Steve Witkoff, who is the special envoy sent by Trump to meet Putin. They met for 3 hours. Witkoff had brought some American proposals for possible peace talks between Russia and Ukraine. Putin also called leaders of Kazakhstan, Uzbekistan, and even spoke to China's Xi Jinping, who backed a long-term solution to the war. And now we are getting to hear that Putin might meet Trump as early as next week, maybe in a neutral place like the UAE, or some are saying it could be Alaska. Now many see Trump's tariffs on India not just as a trade move, but as pressure. It is a way to push India to help America secure a breakthrough in the Ukraine conflict, while also forcing India to bend and make a better trade deal with the United States. But India is not taking the pressure. The Indian government has paused talks to buy American defense equipment, things like Stryker combat vehicles, Javelin missiles, and Boeing planes, because of the tariff dispute. The Indian defense minister has even cancelled a planned trip to Washington. There were also rumors that India might cut Russian oil imports to settle the dispute, but the government quickly called these claims false and fabricated. This quick response was meant to send a clear message to the world, stopping any narrative that India's stand is weakening. Now, here's the reality. India is the world's second largest arms importer, and for decades, Russia was our biggest supplier. But in recent years, India has been buying more from countries like France, Israel, and yes, even the United States. Why? Partly because Russia's own arms production has been tied up in the Ukraine war, and heavy sanctions have also delayed transporting equipment from Russia to India. So, here we are. On one side, Prime Minister Modi and President Putin are talking friendship, summits, and strategic partnership. On the other hand, Trump is using tariffs like a stick, trying to bend India's stand on Russia. And in between, there's a big chessboard. Ukraine, oil, defense deals, and global politics. The next few weeks could be very interesting, especially if Putin really meets Trump and later this year lands in India. Because in diplomacy, just like in chess, one unexpected move can change the whole game. I hope you found this video informative. I'll see you in the next one.